Tigers fall 73-63 here at John Paul Jones Arena. Time now for an interview with head coach Sean Poppy, presented by Upcountry Fiber. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry's the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up today. Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. Well, Coach, the 17-point hole, obviously not ideal. You brought it back within three multiple times. You gave it multiple goes at it. What did you feel was the difference today?
The start. I mean, we had no life. It's like we were trying to feel the game out. And you just can't do that anytime, definitely not on the road. We didn't execute much early on, and it takes so much energy out of you to claw back. I'm proud of the fight to get back, within three, and then we do some not very smart things, and then we had a couple opportunities. You got to make some shots. Unfortunately, in these big games, it's been a common theme. We went 4-for-21 from three. I don't know how many of those I thought were wide the heck open. Your shooters come in, they got to step in and make them. It's not like it's their length is by, they're wide open. And for how we play, you got to make some of those. And I felt like, man, we missed a couple easy ones right around the rim, and they led into some runouts for them, and they finished on their end, we didn't. But to come on the road, shoot 38%, they shoot 50, and still feel like you were sitting right there. We got to figure out if we want to be a really good team or not at the end of the day.
Coach, a big night for Rachel, 16-5-7 with just one turnover, team high and plus minus. Felt like her and Demira were working really well in the ball screen game and a big part of why you came back. What did you see from your bench that was uber productive tonight?
Yeah, I thought so. She's not scared, I'll tell you that much. And she doesn't wait to feel it out. She's going to be aggressive. And I thought she made some plays, maybe over dribbled a little bit at times. We had some people, but she's going to fight, I promise you that. And we needed everything we could get out of her. And I thought Dee played well. She got in early foul trouble in the first half. That's why we started her in the second. She was fighting hard. And I thought early in the game we kept Johnson at bay, but then they just pounded us inside. And a lot of that because she's not on the court. So, there's a lot of positives. It's just if you want to be a really good team, it's some of the things we did and you can't do, especially on the road.
Did you feel like a lot of the baskets they got early was just size, and it felt like you were able to compensate and take some of that away? What were the adjustments that you felt like you needed to make during the game?
Well, what happens in these games, they're really good teams. I think UVA is a really good basketball team. They're really good to play after the play. And I thought on some of the initial actions, we guarded it, and then it was like, whew, we're good. Well, no, you're not. Right? Like, we guarded an early ball screen, and Amonzi rolls to the rim, and we relax, and she buries this underneath, and they go two passes right in. Like, it wasn't the initial action. It was the play after the play. And at this level, especially the really good teams, that's what they do. They just keep on playing, and it doesn't stop. And I thought we just relaxed and allowed them to get way too deep a position early on in the game. And, again, that's the stuff that hurt us. Because I thought as the game went on, it was much better. I don't know what she finished with, but she had 12-8 at half. And just dominated us inside. The threes we gave up with Smith, that's on me. That's a ball screen coverage that we're kind of willing to let her, make a couple of them or shoot a couple of them. I don't know about make a couple of them. We tried to adjust late to go into some switching, but some of the early ones that was, we're trying to keep the ball out of the best player that they have and arguably in the league out of her hands. And, she made a couple, and then by the time we adjusted, maybe a little bit too late.
Coach, you talk about missing some open shots. 17 offensive rebounds, but we're only able to translate that into 4 second chance points. And what did you think about your group's effort on the glass tonight at a big size deficit, as we talked about? But it felt like they were able to effectively, consistently generate those second chance opportunities.
It's kind of been a theme of us last, month and a half. We've changed our philosophy a little bit of how we attack the glass to get us some extra ones. But you got to then convert, whether that be some putbacks. I mean, there we cut it to three or five. I don't remember in the second half. We got three O-boards kick out, and Russ has three naked threes.
Yeah,
I mean, I love her to death, but, you bang that in, and the momentum of this thing changes drastically. Instead, we give up a fouled three on the other end, and she makes all three, and it's a six-point swing, right? Well, in games like this, those are plays that players got to make.
Coach Poppy, appreciate the time. Very much.
As always, go Tigers.
All right, that is Coach Sean Poppy. Our postgame chat with him brought to you by Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. Short break. We'll come back with some more thoughts here. Tigers fall 73-63 to the Virginia Cavaliers here on the Clemson Athletic Network.